Well, we are excited to share with you about the missions team and what God accomplished and what happened on that trip a couple weeks ago. But before we do that, I just wanted to kind of talk about why we were going on a missions trip. What is the purpose and what we wanted to accomplish on this missions trip? And many people might look at it and say, it was to build a playground, but can I tell you that was not the purpose of the missions trip. It was one of the things that God accomplished, but was not the purpose. One of the first things that we wanted to do as a team was to encourage. We wanted to encourage the pastor there, Pastor Alberto Marquez. We really wanted to be a Barnabas. And in Acts chapter number 11, verses 22 through 24, says this about Barnabas. It says, "Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch." Now that name Barnabas in the Greek means son of encourager. In verse 23, it says, "And when he," or Barnabas, "came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad. And he encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord." And that was what our purpose, what one of the purposes of us going on this this trip was, is so that when we came into that church and we ministered to the people around, when we ministered alongside with the pastor there, that we would be an encouragement, that we would show them to keep going, not just the pastor, but the people around them. Notice at the end of that passage there, it describes Barnabas. It says, "For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord." You know, we don't, when we go on a missions trip, you know, there is a purpose to go. It's not just a trip. It's not just an entertainment thing, seeing new things. There's really a sense of where, before we even go, and I've challenged our team this, that we would prepare ourselves to go before, to prove ourselves before going on a trip, so that we may be used to be that encouragement to the pastor. But the second reason, there's two reasons that we had. There's a lot of reasons you can, but the second reason specifically that we had is found in Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, we see Jesus, and I talked about this in Sunday school for a couple weeks, but Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 says this. It says, "And then Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." But then in verse number 36, notice and listen to what it says. It says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them." See, Jesus, as he was going along ministering, he took the time to see. He slowed down and he noticed the people around him. And what that did was grow a burden and compassion that he had for those people. That's another thing that I challenged our team with as we were going. I said, yes, we are going and we're going to be busy with a lot of work, a lot of manual labor. But let us not see people. And we need to see them and be moved by them. See, the second reason is to remind ourselves of the need. You know, as we go to a place and we see another ministry, how encouraging it is for the ones that went on this team, but also for this church that really came alongside the team. Just don't be mistaken, it wasn't just the missions team that was part of this missions trip. Yes, we are the ones who went, but there is many others of you that prayed, many of others of you that gave, many of others of you provided even transportation to the airport. There's so many of you just being part of this church, had in this missions trip, and we are able to come back and give a report and really share with you about the encouragement of what is happening down in Arizona. And there's just an encouragement there, but also a reminder of what is going on outside of our walls of our church. And so it's been a great experience with this team. We have a couple specials and then some verbal testimonies from the group.
Morning. We want to maybe give a little of the backstory of how this all came about. And throughout this time, we've seen what God has done. What we want to talk about today is not what we've done, but what God did. Kind of our theme is to God be the glory, great things He has done. So, how did this all start? We began by Pastor Dave and Pastor Marquez had a conversation where Pastor Marquez said that he had this dream of maybe having a playground at his church. And I think Pastor Dave says, I think I know just the person for you. So I think he approached Joanne, and anyways, God kind of laid it on our hearts. Do we really want to do this? Well, with fear and trembling, we decided we would move forward. And so this has been going on for over a year now. So last June, Joanne and I decided we would actually go to Arizona and meet with Pastor Marquez and just see if this was a viable option that we could help them to build this playground. So last June, I think like the 20th through the 24th, we went and we spent about 5 days with the Marquez family down there. And we looked at the church and looked at the projects that he wanted. There's three things he wanted to accomplish. He wanted to get a fence around the property to protect it. They have a lot of, homeless people. There's, immigrants and whatnot. And he wanted to try to secure the property around the church. Second thing, he wanted a playground. And thirdly, he was hoping for a pavilion to be built also. So the first miracle really that we saw is, well, in Arizona, if you want to get a fence built, you need to talk to Mike DeLeon. So I gave him a call, hoping that maybe he could just, give us some ideas and maybe give us a quote on it. Well, Mike said, well, I'm just a few minutes away. I'll come right down and talk to you. Within several hours, Mike had come down and was talking to us, and we looked at the fence and came up with a plan, and he said, well, I can do that. And Mike DeLeon built that fence, that iron fence across the front of the church, for free. And that was the first moment we thought, it's not what I did, it's what God has done, and how did he put that in his heart? So that was really one of the first things. And so we came home from that trip encouraged. We felt that God had called us to do it, and we decided that maybe in the fall we would go back, November-ish, and try to get the project going. Well, that didn't work out. You want to talk about that at all? All right. So anyways, that didn't work out. Joanne's father ended up being sick, and we didn't want to leave, and he did eventually pass away in the fall. So we set the date for March. They said March is a good time because it doesn't get to 100 degrees in March. Arizona is a cool time. So we decided that in March we would go. We had a lot of help here. Michelle helped us design the playground. During that time, we made a lot of phone calls trying to get materials sourced out, and a lot of details needed to be done on that. And then the John Laurie got talking to me, and the mission team here decided that they would like to do a mission trip this year, and they called. There were several options, but ultimately chose to go to Arizona and help us. Personally, I was thinking, I don't know if I need that help, but God knew far better than I did. And I've seen this over and over again, that God knows so much more than what I thought I needed. So with the date set and everything, we needed to come up with some materials and whatnot. And this is another miracle that God did, is that, again, I was looking at Home Depot and stuff in Arizona, and they just didn't seem to have the materials that we needed. I needed a real lumber yard. So, again, I don't know anybody in Arizona besides Mike DeLeon. So I talked to Mike, and he said, yeah, send me a list. My neighbor, he is a big contractor. He has apparently a big contracting company, like 500 employees. And he said, send the list to me. And he went in, and again, God worked. We got this contractor's pricing for our materials at Alliance Lumber down there in Glendale, which is actually like a mile away from the church. So it was just around the corner. And so that was another thing God provided for us, something that I could never do.
So the missions team decided when they were going to be coming out, but John Laurie had decided that he was going to come out 2 weeks prior to help. And he was an amazing blessing. He was, if John needed something, he was on that computer looking, and just, he was just a tremendous help. He stayed with us for 2 weeks, and I survived, and he survived. I love John Laurie. I can honestly say I love John Laurie because I got to know John other than just seeing him at church, and he was just a true blessing to us.
Yeah, he really was. I mean, initially I said, what is he going to do? But honestly, I would not, again, God knows much better than I do. I would not have been able to source all the materials that we needed. And, you know, John and I, we were driving all over the half the state picking up different materials and whatnot. And that's another blessing and another miracle of God. I'll tell you about two things. One is that big tube. There was an issue with the tube. I was going to just get a piece of black culvert pipe. Well, in Arizona, you can't use black culvert pipe because it gets too hot. It would have been too hot for the kids to go through. So we needed a different color pipe. Well, we got on Facebook, and finally we found the only piece that available was this 10-foot piece of gray 42-inch. It was like, that's too big. But that's what God wanted. So we found it, and we got that for $200. A piece of a tube that you would buy, you know, commercially would probably been well over $1,000 for that piece. And that tube worked perfectly. It's big. They can have two or three kids going through there at a time. The second issue that we had was slides. We had a 7-foot deck height, so we had to have long 14-foot slides. We found them, you know, online or whatever, and they were probably around $1,200 a piece. And then the tube slide, again, had to be specific. It had to be a 7-foot height, and they were anywhere from, you know, $1,000 to $3,000. So, and the availability. We couldn't find them anywhere to get there on time for the team to get there. So we found on Facebook this lady that had a whole bunch of these 14-foot slides. So we thought, well, you know what we'll do? We will go down there, and we will just get two straight slides, and they can maybe put the tube slide in later. So we got down there, and they had this slide there, and then there was a tube slide laying there. And I said, what do you want with a tube slide? Well, we have that one, and we have another one, a green one that matched. Brand new, never used. It wasn't even put together yet. So, make a long story short, we got a straight slide and a tube slide for $200 a piece. And again, it was a miracle God provided. Although the boys, the one thing that did not come with the slide was the directions. And Slater and Brock and even your grandpa came, and they put it together three or four times, but they did finally get it. We did finally get it right. So, again, to God be the glory. Great things He has done. So, we were just thrilled, you know. And not only did God provide materials, but He provided workers. Those first couple weeks ahead, how are we going to dig the dirt? How are we going to, you know, get these towers set? Well, one of the workers or one of the members of the church, Adrian, which actually Sandy and Alyssa stayed at their house, great people, lovely people. He works for a fiber optic company, and he was able to get a mini excavator from work, and he dug the holes, and we set the towers that way. A great blessing with that.
So there was another God thing. The first Sunday that we went to church, there was this man. His name was Tom. He sat a couple pews back from John and I. And he had never been to church before. He had lived across the road for 5 years, I believe. And that was the morning that Pastor announced that, you know, we were here to do the playground, and we were going to have a team come and everything. And it just so happens that Tom had a tractor. And so he approached John and John that morning, and he brought that tractor over. We don't know if he's a believer or not. He was witnessed to, but that's God just brought him there for that purpose. So that was another miracle.
Yeah. That was the first time he'd ever been to church. And he said, you know what we need? We need a tractor. And he's like, oh my gosh, I have a tractor. Why are you asking me this? And he was really taken back but it was, again, God just brought him into the scene. And there was Adrian, and then there was another young fella. His name was Alfredo. He's a citizen of Mexico. He had come up and was trying to learn English. And he just had a knack for building. In those first 2 weeks, Alfredo just worked. I mean, we couldn't really communicate because he spoke Spanish and I spoke English, but he was such a help to me. I mean, we built those towers together and we put the decks down, and he was just a great helper. And then Pablo, one of the deacons, was a landscaper, and he helped us out there and built, and many of the people came out before the team got there.
There was also a project done that Carolyn and her mother-in-law and I did. It was a really nasty project. They have a mobile, and in these mobiles it's just packed full with stuff. And this one mobile section that Pastor Marquez wanted cleaned out was filthy, and it smelled like cat pee, and it was nasty. And we were in there, and it was like hot. But it was a job well done, because when Carolyn and her mother-in-law and I got done with it, we were able to use it to house all of our equipment that we had there. So that was really a blessing. The other blessing was some of the ladies and I, we redid Pastor's office. It was a little unorganized, and it had a nasty old plastic cabinet in it. And this is another God thing. Pastor wanted a really nice cabinet, and he wanted it to match his really nice furniture in his office. So John and I were looking all over, and they were like $300, $200 and some dollars. I said, I really don't want to do that. I want to stay within some kind of budget. So we went to the Goodwill. I know, Vanessa, you are so proud of me. I went to the Goodwill. I'm so proud of myself. It's a God thing. So we found this cabinet. It was $29.99. It was a senior citizen's day. Of course, I'm going to get my senior citizen discount, so we paid $22. And if you saw in the picture, it matches Pastor's office perfectly, has a file in it, and it even came with the keys.
So with all that said, we could go on and on. Just, it seemed like every day his mercies were new every morning. And each day we saw God's hand at work as we went along. And I guess I want to say and encourage you, if you have an opportunity to step out of your comfort zone, and that's one of the things, we were out of our comfort zone, and in that space we found that we had to rely on the Lord so much more. And as we did that, his hand was so much more visible to us, and we were able to see his blessings. So praise the Lord.
And I did want to mention that, I know I mentioned it on the tape, Feza. I later learned that a lot of those children that are in that video are because she has asked them to church. God gave her the gift of evangelism. She's 13 years old. It's just, she was pretty impressed. I was pretty impressed with her.
So I think someone else has some testimony, so thank you for listening.
Wow, I'm right in my comfort zone here. Whew. I'll have to give you a little disclaimer. I inherited a real gift from my grandfather. he couldn't get through grace at dinner time without weeping. So if you'll just laugh along, we'll be good. I got a bunch of thank yous, my goodness, from the whole team. Just thank you for our whole Open Door family here, for praying. Thank you. Lives have been changed, not just at Faith Baptist in Glendale, but in our own church family. Thank you for your financial support. The cost sharing of this mission made it possible for our church to share God's love with those on the other side of the country. Thank you. We thank you for your encouragement and sacrifice. Many of you took on extra ministry work here to cover for those who went on this mission, covered for family members who are gone. I thank the Brank family for keeping the farm while we're gone. This trip was God orchestrated. John and Joanne, they followed God's leading. Pastor Zach, what a tremendous gift for as a spiritual leader. Of course, John Laurie, we heard how he took care of things. He's great at organizing things and making our travel plans and all that. I also want to just thank all the folks at Faith Baptist Church for their hospitality. Pastor Marquez and his wife, Adele. All the ladies, they provided lunch every day for us. We got to learn some Mexican food names. Some of us did. Some of us didn't. And everyone who made us feel welcome and put up with us Anglos butchering their beautiful Hispanic names. The Dalian family, they were such so hospitable to us. It was just an amazing trip. Kind of personally, Pastor Zach asked us to pray from this mission trip from the onset. So many prayers were answered. I can't even begin to tell you. Personally, one of my prayers was to see people the way God sees them. I saw so many people working by the power of the Holy Spirit to share God's love in spite of their human conditions and frailties. We went to dinner with Lauren and Mary, who both of them just saw their first spouses into the hands of Jesus. Then they got remarried to each other later late in life. They were just sharing God's love any way that they could, in spite of the physical challenges they faced from age. They were at church on Friday getting food ready for the food bank on Saturday. They helped on Saturday handing out food to all the folks that needed it and sharing the love of Jesus with anyone who would listen. They were in church twice on Sunday and Wednesday, always with a smile and a hug. We met up with Pastor Kent, who was retired. He lost his wife a year ago, and he was forced to move to a more affordable apartment, and he saw that as an opportunity to start a Bible study to men in the building. He was just never stopped reaching out. These are just two examples of the many I saw. So many empowered men and women who wouldn't let language or culture stop them from sharing the love of God. My own mother, Pat, she's 83, and she decided she'd go on a trip with us, but only if she could help. And then after that, our own church family showed up out there. It took only a couple minutes to find out they're a bunch of wing nuts and Fruit Loops and snowflakes. Sinners just like me. Even with all our shortcomings, we crossed the United States to share the light and joy of heaven in a fallen world. I thank God for your gift of salvation, and thank you for seeing us as perfected through your Son, Jesus.
I'm going to be honest, I was under the impression that we were going to play on a playground for a week, not build one. I was confused when I saw John Laurie's name on there. But anyway, It really was a blessing. I'm so glad I got the opportunity to go on this trip. A couple things that weren't highlighted by anyone else. For me, on Thursday, Pastor Zach and I had the opportunity to go minister at a nursing home, or at a retirement home. Something that Pastor Marquez usually does, but he wasn't feeling well. So I was going to play guitar, Pastor Zach was going to bring devotion. And I had no idea what to expect. Now, is it just going to be like some old dude like looking at me while I play guitar and sing out a tune? But it wasn't like that. If it was, you know, to God be the glory, he could still use that. But there were four old people, and they were very energetic and lively and interactive. It was so encouraging to see these people who have fought the good fight and endured till the end, and what a testimony to me. So glad that we had the opportunity to do that. That was so fun. And then the other thing was there were six of us who went and stayed at a hotel. We had Bryce and Dylan, myself and Brock, then Pastor Zach and John Laurie. And, you know, several of the nights, we all just, you know, we hung out. Brock and I were in a room together. We all decided to hang out in our room and just talk about anything and everything. And that was so fun, you know, hearing stories from John Laurie and wisdom and pastoral counsel from Pastor Zach and Dylan Foster being Dylan Foster. So fun. It really is, you know, something that Brock talked about this morning in Sunday school, the importance and necessity of casual counsel, just, you know, in non-formal settings. And that was a prime example of that. I'm so thankful for Pastor Zach and John Laurie and all the wisdom they gave to us young folks. Just a reminder of all the quantity and also the quality of the believers that God has placed, you know, in that on that trip and also in this church. Also, if you ever have to build a spiral slide, don't ask me. Please do not do it. Thank you.
Well, Dylan and Slater stole all of my stuff. But I want to fill in one thing. We had a good time doing Bible trivia. I want to put Dylan and Alyssa on the spot, but I'm not going to. But we had really good Bible trivia. Mrs. Brown joined in sometimes. Sandy joined in sometimes. Good Bible trivia. I'm really thankful for Slater. That guy is staying smart, and he's like the brain that I don't have. So anything I wouldn't remember, I'd stick to him, and he'd remember it. I'm thankful for the old guys, or the older guys. Gary, amazing guy. He's hilarious. I'm thankful for Mr. Brown and Mr. Little and Mr. Grime. These guys love the Lord, and they love the Lord. But you can tell because they care about us too, younger guys. Like, they were teaching us. I'm thankful for John Laurie. I'm thankful for the practical jokes. Like Slater said, we had a good time talking at night with Pastor Zach and Dylan. We were able to have good conversations on our rides. We actually had a good time. We went to Raising Cane some nights, and that was a really, really good time. But yeah, I'm thankful for the older guys, and I'm thankful for Slater and his wisdom that he brings. But I'm thankful for the Bible trivia we had. It pushed Slater and I to think through and what we had to say and think through outside the box. We really wanted to ask some difficult questions. Explain to us the hypostatic union, but we didn't think anybody might not know the answer to that question. But we had a good time learning about the Lord and encouraging each other, and I'm thankful for Pastor Zach and his leadership, as people have already said.
I can see it's getting late, so I won't take too much of your time, but I just wanted to say thank you to the Lord for allowing me to be a part of this missions trip. It's the second missions trip that I've been able to go on, and just a true blessing in serving with the people, just seeing the young people excited on Wednesday night. This lady had those kids mesmerized, and they were interacting with her. It was just like, wow, that was so neat. The excitement that you saw on the video, them going to the playground, they have that excitement Wednesday nights with her, doing the Bible stories and lessons and verses and songs, and they're just all in and all involved. It was a blessing to serve alongside of the others on the team and to get to know them better. And Slater and Brock, these young men are going to do things for the Lord in the future. You could just see them shining and leading the younger ones and challenging them. And that was a blessing. Challenged me, too. And just to be in a bilingual service is just something that if you've never experienced it, it's amazing. And we sang, I think it was Sunday night, we sang one of the songs in Spanish. Those of us that spoke English, we sang it in Spanish, and the other one sang it in English, and it was just like, what a beautiful sound. God thought so anyways. Pastor Zach brought out some points in our Sunday school this morning, and I wished I'd have had these before we went, but it fit perfectly to have a submissive spirit and have a sensitive spirit, have a sacrificial spirit, and then in the end, have a satisfied spirit. And I believe that being a part of this team, I accomplished all of them, and I thank you.
All right, Frank, come back up here. So all the team's going to come up, and we're going to sing one last special, and we're going to close with this, and then thank you. I know it's a little bit longer today, but I encourage you, if you have any questions about the missions team and what went on, you can come and find us, and we would love to tell you some stories about that.
Pastor asked us to do a couple specials while we were there, and the first Wednesday night we were there, Laura and I sat with some of the kids, and I met that Fezza gal, and I asked her, I said, we have to sing Sunday, you have a favorite song? And she said, To God Be the Glory. And more I thought about it, I was like, wow, that just sums up the whole trip, and it was really great to be there.
You are dismissed.